Zeroid, did you turn on the... There's like a filter button thing. Can you help me with this thing?
Zordon, have you not read the manual? I put you in charge of this.
Yeah, but I just don't know how this podcast thing works. I mean, are we supposed to talk? I mean, what does this thing plug into? It's got three pins on it.
Zordon, I told you. Well, you were the technical side. I am the sterling personality. The color commentator, one might say.
I'm really sorry, Zeroid, but I didn't realize how complicated podcasts would be.
You have failed me once again!
Listen, we got control of this podcast. I think we need to, you know, hire an expert or something.
Why are we going to find an expert at this late time? We must broadcast. We must not wait any longer. The plan is we must start now.
Well, listen, it's on Earth. It's still February, so there's still time to... We could go and find the original podcasters.
Those future jerks.
Well, I mean, they do know how to use this equipment. I mean, what does this even do? Look at this thing. That's like a reel-to-reel tape or something.
Their technology is so primitive. Our minds are too big and smart for them. We must find them. You're correct. Let us find these jerks.
We'll just hop over to Earth. It'll only take about 4 months.
4 Earth months?
Well, I was thinking more 4 Mars months. Maybe 5 Earth months.
Are you taking the crosstown bus to get them?
We're using a spacecraft.
That was humor. I was pointing out that the delay in time to actually retrieve them is quite lengthy. And...
Oh, the good ones, Zeroid.
Tough room.
Okay, Zeroid, let's go,
I will sit here and pencil in my hilarious anecdotes for the next segment.
Okay, come up with some really good stuff. These guys are just gonna be running the equipment, or do we need, you know, because I'm having trouble coming up with a good show plan.
I may use them as a puppet at times. I am not sure what I will do with them.
Off I go to the planet Earth. I've returned from the planet they call the Earth.
It's about time.
I brought with me some humanoids.
What are we doing here? Like, I'm really not sure. But is that our podcast stuff?
Hey, what? Where are we?
Silence! We will tell you what you will do.
No, but seriously, it's our stuff, man.
Why are you floating? You're not even touching the floor.
Is it me, or is my head separated from my body?
And why do I feel nauseous? Are we in space?
Are you pregnant?
No, I think we're in space.
You could be alien pregnant. We don't know. They were probing you pretty hard there.
You know what?
They totally liked you better, eh? It's your skinny little butt.
I'm not sure if this is a cyst or what. Can you have a look at this? In my chest. I'm not sure if it's a chest burster or a...
That's not a tumor.
Is that a goiter?
That's not a goiter.
Shut up! What are you doing? We've got some work to do.
Yeah, but, well, that's what we're trying to find out, is we're trying to figure out what exactly we're supposed to be doing here.
Wait, Scott, what's that bulge in your pants?
That is an asteroid, apparently. I picked it up during the transmission.
I think we are in space.
Well, I was just actually taking some duty free.
You know what clued me in that we're in space, Scott?
What clued you in?
Those aliens over there.
Oh, yeah, that lets you know that this is definitely space.
Be quiet, stupid humanoids. We only require your podcast expertise.
Sure, okay. Are you using our title? We're the future jerks, not you.
We will tell you what you will do. We are now the future jerks. You are nothing. You are here simply as our technical slaves.
No, we're actually still the future jerks.
No, I think I clearly said that we are the future jerks.
We're still the future jerks. I mean, it says they're right there on the show. It's still the future jerks?
Yeah, I gotta agree with Ray. I mean, I think that we're the future jerks.
I respectfully disagree. I will sever your bodies in 3.
I don't think that's really respectfully disagreeing, man.
Yeah, that's really...
We like the title, but we're not gonna, like, separate ourselves over it, like...
Excuse me, aliens? Are you guys from the E.T. planet?
No, we're not from the E.T. planet. That's not...
Extraordinary testicular planet.
Oh, in that case, we are from the E.T. planet.
What are we doing here, guys? Guys, can we,
Listen, you space bastards. We've had enough. We want our podcast back.
We could challenge you to a battle of something. Wits, maybe.
Yeah, a battle of wits. How about that? Scott, I brought my Trivial Pursuit with me.
Sure.
Yeah, just no orange questions, okay?
You want to do that?
Yeah, okay. Hey, aliens, we're going to challenge you to a Trivial Pursuit.
Shut up, stupid humans. Is that right?
Yes.
Throw them in the space dungeon.
They're going into space dungeon.
I think we should do this podcast on our own. We don't need them.
They are useless.
Let me just put this giant laser gun down in this chair, and I'll try to hook up this microphone. I don't need these guys.
Don't short it out.
Scott, can you reach that laser gun over there?
I'm almost...
Keep trying. Untie your penis.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, aliens.
Yeah, what?
Scott, shoot them with the laser gun.
Take that, you bastards.
Oh, no. No. No.
Luckily, it's only stunned. with about enough time to do the intro to the podcast.
Sweet space Jesus, I'm melting.
Hey, Scott, I think they're frozen, and it looks like they...
Oh, that was some feedback.
Ow, my ears! I feel like I'm gonna vomit, so I think it's a good time to start the show.
That is a great time to start the show.
Two jerks on opposite sides of a planet.
Scott Future, presently orbiting Tau Ceti 4.
And Ray Larrabee, also orbiting Tau Ceti 4. We
are
the Future Jerks!
Future Jerks.
Well, today we'd like to note that there's a special guest we have along with us that you may have heard. We have Zeroid and Zorgon, who are presently wrapped up with shackles to try and control them taking over the world's podcast systems. Yeah, we kind of saved everybody, but we're not asking for your accolades if you want to give them. I mean, we'll totally take it. We don't want to be rude, you know, but you know, we're not saying that you need to give us your virgins and create statutes to us.
Scott, I hate to interrupt, but there's something really important I want to say to the audience.
Oh.
There's space shackles.
Yeah,
not just regular shackles.
Oh, I'm sorry if I misled the audience to think that it was just regular shackles. No, these are space shackles. There's little boosters on the shackles that keep them shackled.
Are we like light years away from home?
We have no idea. I don't think that we can tell. Like the aliens may be able to tell us how far away we are, but right now they're still in stun mode. We've been gone. I think it's been a while.
Judging by these constellations, we seem to be in sometime in maybe June.
I don't know. I mean, I think that there's a whole new season of Game of Thrones that has come on.
No, Scott, we're in June in the year 50,000.
What?
Oh, wait, no, that's the Big Dipper. 2013.
Yeah.
I thought that was the Little Dipper. We're just further away from.
What do we have to catch up on? Because we've been away for a while. Sorry, audience. All your letters of support and asking where we are was really helpful. We really wanted to answer you, but we were in captivity in space somewhere.
So what are we supposed to do, right?
Yeah, I know. It's not like we can't really respond.
It couldn't be helped. Did you have an enjoyable spring?
Spring was sprung, yeah. It was good. It was short. We had winter that hung on a long time.
Well, mine was really short because I was abducted by aliens just before spring started.
That's true. That's why it was short, because I missed it entirely.
I dyed my pants.
Are you missing some kind of word in between there?
No, I dyed my pants.
Why?
Well, I had these pants which were gray.
You do have a lot of pant-related news all the time. Are these the muscle pants?
These are not muscle pants. These are jeans. I was looking at a fashion magazine when I was getting my hair cut. I was like, whoa, you know what? All the Hollywood stars are wearing red pants. I looked down at my stupid pants. They're gray.
Yeah.
I want to look like Loverboy. So I get home, I'm going to look at my pants derisively. I'm like, damn, you pants, why can't you be more red? So I go over to the sewing store, which is like 2 blocks from where I live.
A lot of this does not seem manly at all. Like, you're reading a fashion magazine while getting your hair cut. You choose to have red pants. You're going to the sewing store.
This is Japan. They didn't have any sports magazines.
Okay.
And then I'm looking and it's like, oh, look at Gerard Depardieu with his friggin' red pants. I want to be just like him.
Gerard Depardieu, the guy who moved to Russia to avoid taxes. And you're not thinking Gerard Butler?
No, the red pants guy.
The guy who got drunk and like pissed in the middle of the aisle.
Yeah, red pants. Man,
he wears red pants.
Everybody,
dude, okay.
Where have you been? You know what?
I know that, but here it's actually now, all the little girls are wearing these kind of things.
Red pants, so I
yellow pants, blue pants.
I bought some dye and I dyed the pants, and now they're red pants. Really red too. I doubled it up. I bought 2 packages of.
I mean,
red
basically,
dye.
It's like Belinda Carlisle. What was her band?
The Go-Go's.
Yes, so it's like the Go-Go's here. Everybody's wearing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, here it's not like the Go-Go's at all. It's more like Belinda Carlisle solo. No way.
You mean
like
it's like a ripoff of Bon Jovi songs? Heaven is a Place on Earth is definitely just a ripoff of You Give Love a Bad Name. Everybody knows that.
Right. I never thought about that. I wanted to dye my pants red so I could recreate the cover of Montrose Jump on It.
Yes, you're trying to be like Sammy Hagar.
Yeah. Oh, totally red.
Yeah.
Right?
You're the red rocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just gotta I have to give myself a Tony.
Is that an act or is that the statue?
It's a cheap home perm. I don't know if you can get them anymore. Do you remember?
Oh, Tony. Yeah.
Do you remember when I ruined hair in school?
It sounded like something potentially rude. Oh, yeah, it was an awful perm.
I don't have curly hair, so I thought, and my grandmother had this Tony sitting around. Not the pool boy. She also had that, but she also had Tony. I didn't even read the instructions. I just put it in, and my grandmother's looking at me like, "Are you sure this is okay?"
Way to find out how things work.
Never well, I think I overdid it. It was really curly, right?
Yeah, yours was like, it's like you took steel wool sheep and stuck it on your head.
Yeah, it was like Michael Jackson, 1973.
Yeah, your nose also changed, curiously, like 1973, Michael Jackson. And you also had that discoloration on your penis.
And I did hang a baby out a window.
All of that from the Tony.
Oh, yeah, because of the Tony.
I know, because it burned your brain a bit. That could explain his behavior.
And that's why I have red pants. You're not the kind of person who would dye their pants red.
I would not dye. I would buy red pants.
That's your problem, man. Ever since you became a father, you used to dye your pants all the time.
Actually, I never did.
Now you're a dad. You never dye your pants. Did you
dyed my pants.
Any clothes?
I might have done something to something like
did you dye
once,
your pubes?
Once. Like a shirt. I think I did a tie-dye.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I think I did that
like when I was like 13.
Yeah, you grew up in a commune.
Yeah, you know, when Chip and Pepper was all the rage.
Yeah.
And they actually made a comeback recently. They tried to, anyway.
Chip and Pepper?
Yeah.
To our non-Canadian listeners, Chip and Pepper was a clothing mascots, right? They were two dogs?
Well, they were, yeah, but they were actually, Chip and Pepper were the names of the fellas. It was like the Ben and Jerry's of tie-dyed surfwear. And they were very, very popular for a period between April and June 1985. How are the muscle pants? Why don't you dye those red?
Hey, it's not muscle pants season.
What? There's a season?
Well, yeah, I didn't wear muscle pants in the winter.
Hey, what about the cherry blossoms? Are you dying from the cherry blossom pollen?
It was some other kind of pollen, like pine trees or something. I heard from satellite from Earth.
Yeah, that's what I meant, of course.
I was in a stasis field, so you were too, right?
I was. It wasn't that bad. I lost a little weight.
Oh, yeah, me too. Did you see any space movies?
Barbarella.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was just like the real thing. That's exactly how it's like in space. You? Since we were, like, right beside each other, I'm just curious if you saw it.
Well, because we were each watching on our own console, I watched I listened to the radio for a while. It was Alan Cross. Uh-huh. I watched I Am Number 4.
And what's that like?
It's about a space alien kid from outer space with special powers.
Learns how to count.
He's learning about Earth, right? It's kind of like Starman in a way.
Uh-huh.
A little Mork and Mindy mixed in. And then at the end, there's, like, a big fight with, reminding me a little bit of the Ghostbusters, because it was, like, a big marshmallow guy at the end.
What?
You must have some news about your sweet marriage.
Well, I'm receiving updates now, and I'm scrolling. Oh, yeah, apparently the first anniversary came and went while I was in space stasis.
Oh, how did that go?
I think she would have preferred that I be there instead of abducted by aliens, but she's pretty accommodating, so.
It happens a lot nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty common routine nowadays that people get abducted and are put in stasis for the better part of 5 months.
Yeah, ever since the saucers came, things have been different.
The boy got baptized. He got waterboarded into Christ through me. Means of enhanced sacramentation.
Wow. Oh, he's going to be so mad later when he finds out.
He totally gave up the information, too. Eh? He didn't hold out very long. Like, what a big baby.
Traitor.
I know.
Can he undo it? Well, because with Catholic stuff, I was baptized when I was a baby.
Yeah.
But then I didn't do communion or any of that.
Right.
Officially, I'm still a Catholic. I have to get a personal excommunication from the Pope.
Yeah, but you were never communicated.
No, I'm not. But I'm still a Catholic until the Pope fires me, basically. Should I be polite about it? Or is it kind of like quitting your job? You know, you don't want to burn any bridges, maybe? Or should you just take a dump on his desk?
I think it would be pretty interesting if you were to do that. That you got through into Vatican City and made
Vatican
it all
City,
the way
get an appointment. I need to talk to the Pope, okay.
And most people go and kiss his ring.
Can you
bow
can
down,
you wait,
kiss his ring. And
can you wait in his office? He'll be around shortly.
Well, they do have that chair, you know, with the hole.
Yeah, you sit in the chair. There's some mints.
I don't know. But we did it because I was in space stasis. She took the opportunity to do it so that it would appease the maternal grandmother.
Oh, right. Yeah, they love that kind of stuff.
They love the Jesus. You know, we've got a lot to tell them when we get back about space Jesus.
Way better than regular Jesus.
Oh, yeah. He's got those, like, cool collars and stuff.
And the antenna.
And the stun guns.
Yep. And one eye.
Cyclops Space Jesus. Yeah, I know. It's a different look.
It's a different look, but hey, that's the real one. So
it really would make frescoes a lot quicker to paint.
Sorry, audience, if you want to worship the wrong Jesus, you go right ahead.
Yeah, this biocular one.
You'll waste your time with that, because the real one, you got one eye and lasers and jetpacks.
He's like Rocket Robin Hood, only Jesus.
He's got three boobs, just like in Total Recall.
That's so right. How's your toe?
Oh, my toe. I think I have gout. Because every day
But that's
I
a
eat...
that's a rich man's disease. Like, you should be proud of yourself.
Well, I do eat a lot of hearts.
You know, like, you could be like, you know, the movie Seven, the sloth guy. Like, you're basically getting to that point, right?
It's true. I
just your muscle pants are expanding.
People just shove spaghetti in my mouth, just like the fat lady in Magical Mystery Tour.
Yeah.
Exactly. For everyone in our audience who's watched that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anyone's watched it, but everyone's looked at the liner notes.
Well, I watched that whole Beatles anthology. Did you see that?
Right. There was clips from that. Yeah.
Yeah, so gout. So are you going to amputate your toe? Like, if you, let's say you cut it off, right? Like, you don't really need your big toe. I'm assuming it's your big toe.
Yeah, it is.
It's weird. Why does it just go, like, all the way down there? It just seems really weird.
Stupid. Why don't I just sit upside down so they have to amputate my head?
Yeah, it's not like your toe is eating all that delicious food.
I should try to, you know, if I kind of lean my stomach fat over a table and hang that way for days, then I'll have to amputate that and I'll lose weight. Does that make sense?
Well, it's as good as dieting. But so what are you eating that you are getting gout?
I have actually been eating a lot of Big Macs.
Really?
Well,
how many Big Macs have you eaten? It's like the Tootsie Roll question. How many licks? How many Big Macs does it take to get your toe to throb?
Apparently not that many. Here's my strategy. I've been using this for years. I've kind of been going back to it lately because I think the fry quality is not as good as it used to be. Here's my strategy at the McDonald's. Instead of getting fries, I just get an extra hamburger.
Uh-huh.
I get the regular cheapo hamburger, and I eat that first. Then I eat a Big Mac. And then it's like, oh, that's just... Because otherwise a Big Mac is just like, if it was just like three more bites. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but don't you find it... But
not
why don't you just get
enough.
The double Big Mac?
That's too much.
Oh.
And plus, it's you eat it
But
too
don't
fast.
You find the Big Mac kind of crappy?
No.
Really?
I think it's different in Japan.
Yeah, I think it's different because you're missing, like, better fast food.
That's possible.
Like, in terms of Americanized or North Americanized. Yeah. What's that place there that's their own... The burger place.
Moss Burger?
Yeah.
They're
that
so
okay.
tiny.
Yeah.
They're the itty-bitty tiny burgers.
What are we talking about?
Oh, my God. Well, what do you think of my strategy? It works pretty good.
Well, except that it's giving you gout.
That's the downside. Upside, you feel really good.
Yeah. But why don't you start a better hamburger chain?
People have a different taste for hamburgers. It would be like opening a rice store in Ottawa. People just don't know the difference. They just think Uncle Ben's, that's fine. Over here, there's like 50 different kinds of rice. In Canada, Uncle Ben's and...
And a Roni.
That's right. Two kinds of rice. Do you want the Roni style or the...
My wife just texted me. The boy, in looking at her, said, Mama, for the first time. And was shown my picture and said, You are a great disappointment to me.
No.
So I was really, really shocked at how quickly he's developed language skills.
Did he actually say Mama?
Yeah, this morning. He's making a lot of noises, right? It was more like he was going, Mama!
Has he ever accidentally said a word like, Murmlery, is that a word?
Riptorn, I think he said once.
Oh, yeah? Celebrity names.
Yeah, Paul Lind. Well, like, where would he get that? That's got to be, like, the collective unconscious of Young, right? Because he hasn't even seen Hollywood Squares from the 1970s. So there's no way for him to actually have ever seen Paul Lind. He hasn't even seen American Dad with Roger, which is a takeoff of Paul Lind. How do you explain that?
He might be psychic.
Psychic baby.
Both of those celebrities have one thing in common. Red pants.
Really?
Yep. You read the fashion magazines.
Are you saying that you want to be like Paul Lind?
Well, when I told you celebrities are wearing red pants, what kind of celebrities do you think I was talking about?
Well, I didn't think one had been dead for like 30 years.
Red pants, I'm telling you.
You're like going to be the Rock Hudson of red pants.
Ed McMahon, red pants.
What? That was just, he dropped a cocktail on it. Jason Alexander.
Gray pants.
Oh. Paul Anka.
Red pants.
Alan Alda.
Red pants.
Really? Jared from Subway.
Dirty jeans.
Corbin Burnson.
Red pants.
Divine.
Red pants.
Jimmy Fallon.
Urine-soaked red pants.
Wilfred Brimley.
Red pants.
Jim Nabors.
No pants.
Frankie Muniz.
Red pants.
Seth Meyers.
Red pants.
Jackie Chan.
Stretchy jeans.
Jay Leno.
Red pants. Hey, Scott, what? can you put this tape... I got this tape here. Can you put it in the tape deck over there?
Sure, here. You want me to play it?
Read the label. No, give me that thing. I'll read it.
Okay.
This was a tape sent in from one of our listeners.
Oh.
Well, I had it in my pocket. Now, before I was going to record the episode back in February, I was going to play it on the show. We should play it right now.
How long is it?
It's like a real song.
What's it called?
The song is called Boosteria. It's a tribute
Boosteria.
To our, yeah, it's a tribute to our episode about boosting. The name of the band is Alternastream, and the name of the dude is Henrik Sprock.
Yeah.
Oh, I just noticed part of his name is Rock. It's right there in his name.
Well, then he was obviously in the right biz.
His name sounds a little Mexican, so I'm not sure. Why don't you hit play?
Okay.
Alternastream.
What was that awful racket? It totally woke me from my stunning, stunned state.
What happened? What happened? Where are we? Why? What are these things on us? Are these shackles?
You stupid humans. These shackles are just outdated. They cannot withstand and withhold us.
Why did you put regular shackles on us? You should have put space shackles on us.
I thought there were space shackles, Ray.
I guess they were just regular shackles.
Oh, Ray, I left you in charge of the shackling.
Well, we're in space. I thought space, it's space everything. A space door, a space.
No, attach the space to it as a prefix, and then it's suddenly a different thing. It's still
I don't know as much about science fiction as you do.
Then you are a terrible geek, because you at least need that going for you. You spend all your time worrying about dyeing your pants, you know.
Read a
novel by Terry Pratchett.
You're always giving me a hard time because my favorite science fiction movie is Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
That is a bit dumb.
I wish you'd understand it's better than Star Wars and Star Trek put together.
Listeners, just send your viewer mail to Ray.
What are we going to do about these aliens? Should we try to negotiate with them?
You don't negotiate with aliens. Haven't you seen any of those movies?
What do you mean?
Well, they basically try to blow up the Earth. Like, you can't negotiate with them. You remember the Tom Cruise War of the Worlds, where he was like, hey, pals, why don't we just get along? Why can't we all be friends?
Just take those old records off the shelf.
It never works out.
What are they trying? Zeroid, how are we going to get out of this?
We would use our minds.
Okay. Think.
Alien dudes, what are you doing? Like, why did you take us and take over our podcast and try to pass yourselves off as future jerks? Like, it makes no sense to us. It's crazier than fiction.
Listen, you stupid Earthlings. We wanted to start off with the most unpopular podcast and work our way up to the most popular podcast.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And take
what do you mean
all...
unpopular? No. Fusion Jerks is wildly popular. You are using outdated data. What are you talking about? No. We're like very, very, very popular.
You have only two listeners.
There's like Mark Maron, Kevin Smith, Martha Stewart, and then there's like us. Pretty sure that we're right up there.
The only podcast less popular than yours. I don't have the heart to tell. Zeroid, why don't you tell?
No, I want to know. I want to hear this fiction that you are trying to pass off.
I'm really afraid to hurt their stupid Earth feelings. Zeroid, why don't you tell them?
What do you mean? You probed Ray in his butt for like 5 months and you're worried to hurt his feelings?
We probed you.
You gave him space gout.
We probed you a lot more than we did Ray.
I know that that's what you like to tell yourselves, but really, we all know you like the skinny guy with the red pants.
Ray was really tight, you know, it was kind of difficult. So, you have to tell him.
You want me to say it?
Yeah. Zeroid, please.
That is it. That is actually the least popular. It is just a sneezing, blowing sound. It is 53 minutes every second day of somebody blowing their nose into a Kleenex over and over again.
Sorry, guys. That's why I didn't want to tell you.
And they get more sponsorships. They have Kleenex. I mean,
actually, Zeroid, they're less popular than that one. That one's actually beating them in the ratings slightly.
Beating who?
The Future Jerks.
Oh, you guys suck.
That's not... What? Why? That's not very nice. We're really trying.
Yeah, you have to build an audience over time, so it takes a little while.
Yeah, didn't you hear George Lucas episode with the lightsaber in the butt? Come on.
Yeah, and, you know, eventually you'll reach a tipping point, and then it's like, splash.
Don't you remember the truck driver episode where you couldn't even hear anything?
That was groundbreaking.
Yeah,
you don't hear that. You don't hear that on that other podcast.
Yeah, you listen to the Nerdists. You never hear the deafening sound of cutlery that overwhelms the voices of the podcasters. So you're telling us that you're going to take over all the world's podcasts. Why?
Why? Why? Why?
Why? It's not really something we, you know,
we really think much about. We just did it.
This is something we want to do.
I think, Zero, you... You have to start somewhere.
Yeah, you first mentioned it. Was it me?
Don't blame me. It was clearly your idea. You're the stupid one.
We put it on the calendar.
You come up with stupid ideas. We need more quality control over your ideas.
Listen, we're...
I know brainstorming you are not supposed to judge, but...
Listen, you stupid humans. We have to get this done soon because we've got Thumbtacks Podcast as our next target of abduction and anal probing.
Yes, we have many, many more to take on. We must take over the podcast network.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're not going to be able to let you just take over the world's podcast. I mean, that's just crazy. We're kind of fond of Earth and we're fond of its podcasting. It's allowed a lot of freedom of expression for people who otherwise didn't have a means of communication and getting their opinions out there. And we're not just going to let some stinking aliens come in here and juice all over us and
juice
take our...
all over our faces and chests.
and take that away from us, you know? You might think that we're little humans without a lot of like skills and abilities, but I'll tell you, you know what we have? We have heart, man.
That's right.
We have heart. And that is what we're going to fight you with.
Will
because we're
die
not
going to
fight you with, you know, weapons because we don't have weapons that are good enough to
you
beat
can
you.
Kill us. And
you will probably crush our bones in your giant hands and make blood spew out of all of our orifices. But we won't stop until the last one is destroyed because we really... Ray, where'd you go? Ray, come back here. No, you're with me on this. Like, come
just,
on. I'm not letting you leave.
I just had to adjust my pants.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no. Why is it you, when the going gets tough, you always leave?
No, I just was itch and I didn't want to do it in front of them and you.
Do you want, like...
Just my underpants. It's like having a wet toad
your
in
cowardice
pants, you know
is just
I mean?
Unbelievable.
Every
so
day
you're
there's
here?
Like a thing crawling around down there.
What do you have to say to that, stinky aliens?
So, Zero, does this mean we kill them?
Oh, they're dead. We will kill these ugly... pitiful Earthlings and take over the podcast as soon as we remove these non-space shackles.
Let's get them. Wait, we're still in these shackles.
Okay,
Ray, Scott, I know what we'll do. First, I'm going to set these aliens free right here. I'm going to undo these shackles.
Uh-huh.
And now, run!
wait a minute. Why don't we... Why don't we reverse the polarity on the microphones? And that should create a explosion, which would, I think, destroy only our studio while saving the rest of the planet. We've got to preserve the integrity of Earth and its podcasting.
Is there some kind of escape pod or something? Or do we just...
We don't have time to worry about that. We've got to really act now because these aliens are coming for us.
Well, it's really easy. Okay, just pull this pin out. And, yep. Okay, and get ready to plug in. Do we plug in each other's one or back into each other and kind of bump the plugs together?
Again, I left you with the emergency destruction plans. Did you not read these? You never read the instructions.
No,
just like the Tony hair perm.
Well, I saved the PDF in my Dropbox assuming that I'd be able to read it, but now we can't read it out here.
Well, let's just try it.
Let's try it.
See what happens, because we don't have any time. We're running out of time. We've got to do this.
Okay. Well, should we do a countdown or something?
Yeah. Do we have any music that we may want to put in to end this?
Wait, I got this Aerosmith tape with me.
Well, that'll work.
Okay, here, catch.
Totally cover my ear. Thanks.
Pop it in.
Let's just do it. Let's. I'm covering my ears now.
Zeroid, what are we doing?
To bring to the god, the space Jesus.
Aces with a free titty.
Exactly.
Zeroid, I think they're gonna self-destruct the ship. It looks like they're switching the microphone wires. Zeroid. Zeroid, why are you doing that? I think we're gonna die.
Well, I was preparing for that. I was like doing no slow motion stuff.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. No.
I already did my part.
Okay, so I'm doing mine. Hang on a second.
I'm just waiting now. I'm like,
no.
Can you notarize? Can you witness my will? Just in case.
Oh, here. I've got a stamp.
We're still alive.
Yeah, that was some dumb luck that we got blown out of the ship right into the escape pod.
We both lost our pants.
But at least the aliens appear to be dead, and the podcasting system of Earth remains intact. But nobody will ever really know that we did this, except for our ample listener community, which, of course, is huge, and the aliens are way off about that.
I think it's just us.
Our mics, we destroyed them. We have no more mics.
I think we have to drift towards Earth and eventually start our podcast again.
Oh, maybe someday in the future, we'll be able to be...
Be. Maybe.
God.
Maybe this, someday.
This is... It's too tight a pod to have to put up with you. Jesus.
Your leg
Space
is,
Jesus, I mean.
Your leg is touching me again.
Okay, well, look it. I really hope that someday we'll be able to return to the airwaves and be...
Back.